lessons from these scriptures before us. How poor would we be if we could not apply the Psalms, for instance, to us in this dispensation. But we have to apply them in the right context. Here we find an occasion, beloved, that 12 Jewish people, 11, were called by the Lord, said, "You go to this mountain in Galilee and I will meet you there." And they followed it up and they went there. Well, just in between. Suppose the Lord Jesus comes tonight and hopefully this hall will be empty, that we all go to heaven. The world will go on. God's people of old, of the Old Testament, will continue. And we know that we cannot go through all these scriptures, but there will be a time that an element of these Jewish people will come to know the Lord Jesus as their Savior, as their Messiah. And we call that the faithful remnant of the Jews. Beloved, these are expressions we have heard in the past, we have read about it, but they mean so little to us. But what does it mean to us in this setting? That faithful remnant in the future will preach the gospel, not the gospel of grace, as we are preaching now to a sinful world. They will preach the gospel of the kingdom. The king is coming. And here they have an instruction and an encouragement. All power and all authority is given to you, 11 disciples, 11 Jews. And they could go out. And in the future day, when we are gone, they will go out. That faithful remnant will go out and preach the kingdom. And the king will come. And the king will take his place in Jerusalem and sit there in the temple, in the throne of David. This is a reality, beloved. But when that all takes place, you and I, we will surround the Lamb and worship him for that marvelous work what he has done. Then they sealed the grave. For the Jews at that time, he is gone. But they will accept him as the one who came out of that grave. It was their Messiah. That great commission we are talking about. Oh, please, I enjoy the applications and what the brethren have told us. That it will be manifested. When the kingdom will be preached, and the kingdom, and the king comes to establish his kingdom here on earth.